Yesterday, Pat asked me about gum,
but I never heard it. Only heard the Chanaka gum, and the other three, I never heard it.
You have to understand correctly each word. What is it? Before we can go on about whatever longer and wider. But what is it from the very beginning? We have to understand the reality of it. So what is karma? Is it real? And what is it?
Karma.
In is, absolute sense.
Yeah, karma is the chetana, one kind of chetana.
Okay. And by way of pachya, it is that which arises with each citta, and that is saha chata. Saha is together, and chata is rise. So this kind of chetana can be kusla chetana or akusla chetana, and vipaka chetana and kriya chetana, according to the citta and the other chetasikas arising with them. See? So we have to learn which one is what we are talking about by way of karma. Because by way of sahachata karma, no one knows. Except the person who has read Abhidhamma would know that chetana arises with each moment. So it is sahachata pachya. So we learn the pachya from the beginning of understanding. Because nothing can arise without pachya. So when we talk about now, what pachya is that which is seen. See, there is seeing, it's conditioned with many pachya, and that which is seen is also conditioned to be what? Pachya.
Aramana
pachya. It's very easy. Just by understanding the characteristic, you know it cannot be other pachya by way just aramana pachya. See, so you have two pachya now. The aramana pachya, anything can be that. And the sahachata kamma pachya. We need kamma too. Sahachata kamma pachya. We don't mean other chitasika, but only that. But thinking about the moment seeing arises, is that chetana with it? Chetana. Is that chetana kamma pachya? It has to be. No one can change.
Okay.
But it is only sahachata kamma pachya. Conditioned by what?
Seeing.
The chetana sahachata kamma. What conditioned?
Kamma.
So that it is pachya for the seeing consciousness, but it is the result of pachya from what pachya? See?
Kamma pachya.
It is kamma pachya. When it arises with each moment, it is sahachata kamma pachya. And what condition that sahachata kamma pachya to arise with each citta?
There are so many pachya, right? Also like Upanishaya.
Just what you know, only what you know. There are more than that, but just what, the one you know. What is the... What condition sahachata kamma pachya to arise?
Upanishaya. Can Upanishaya...
When it arises with vipaka citta, the same kamma which condition citta, also condition chetana or chetasikas arising with that citta.
Mm-hmm.
So they all are vipaka citta because one karma condition is arising. So the karma does not condition only the seeing, but also all chetasika is the result of that same karma. They grow together,
mm-hmm.
fall away together. So we have to understand clearly before it will works its way, little by little, to understand what condition, what to arise.
Mm-hmm.
That it cannot be anyone. Seeing cannot be you or anyone. It's conditioned to arise with citta and other cetasika by the same karma. Just to see and then fall away. Followed by the other vipaka, conditioned by the same karma, because they experience the same object.
Mm-hmm.
Before coming to that karma that you are interested, we have to understand the sahachata karma, pachya, how come to be either kusla, akusla, vipaka, or kriya. By what conditions? But when it is kusla karma, what condition it? See? We have to understand the word that we heard, that they are all conditioned from many, many factors of Pachya.
And say when we drink the juice and it's tasty, but there are countless tasting happened of the and taste of countless flavors.
The tongue cannot taste
because no, tasting tasted the citta.
That vipaka citta. Vijnana. That you have the tongue conscious.
Right.
Not the tongue.
Not the tongue.
You know.
That's the pasada. That's the rupa, right?
Yes.
So that's actually still one karma condition, countless.
As long as it is vipaka.
Right.
And experience the same object.
Mm-hmm.
It cannot be conditioned by other karma.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be the karma which condition tongue consciousness and sambuddhicitta and santiri.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Same karma. So, that is not the karma you mean. Because you mean that which conditioned patisanti-citta and whatever vipaka arises while living until then. So there must be karma and vipaka and kusala and akusala follow after the experiencing of what appears by other karma. Mm-hmm. Not by the deeds that has been done before, because it's not vipaka, it is kusala or akusala. So, what's the question now?
This aspect is like easier to understand because when I read a book.
Is this Abhidhamma in Chinese?
Yeah, it's the comprehensive manual of Abhidhamma. Some people in Taiwan translated, but compared to the English, not exactly the same. There's some difference. And Pat is checking this part.
This is Theravada Abhidhamma or Mahayana Abhidhamma.
Theravada. It's the comprehensive manual of Abhidhamma.
Anuruddha. The name is not matter. It depends on your matter. Right.
Okay. The one by Bhikkhu Bodhi.
This one?
The English version is by Bhikkhu Bodhi, and this is the Chinese version.
Yeah. Only those who study Abhidhamma can see what's right and what's wrong. Those who haven't heard anything will follow.
Okay.
The sati on the street, or sati for the sitting, so... We must have the fundamental understanding of the citta by way of chati, by way of bhumi, so that we can understand what is there in Tipitaka. Otherwise, the idea of reading about karma from in the sutta cannot understand it. Yeah, but all right, we go on.
This section is talking about the length of the life, and there are also other karma can prolong the life or shorten the life. This section is talking about that, and. You say it's not found in a survey, right? I
thought you said it's not in a survey.
I don't remember either.
We don't have everything in the book.
Mm-hmm.
But we should have the basic firm ground of understanding the teachings in order that when you read any part of Tipitaka, no matter Vinaya or Sutta and Abhidhamma, you can understand what is going there. Otherwise, you think about this without any fundamental understanding about Dhamma at all. So it's your own interpretation about what can prolong the life. See, what is that? It's not just the will.
Mm-hmm.
Is it also karma or what as the that which assists the karma?
That which assists karma, but also karma.
One word at a time.
One word. Okay.
Yeah. So now, what word?
Difficult for me to pronounce.
Mm.
Like upatam.
Upatamaka. Upatamaka karma.
Yeah.
There is birth, right? What is it?
Birth. What is birth?
Jitisik.
And also Rupa.
Rupa. Hataya and...
And Kaya.
Kaya. Right.
Yeah. So we have to know what condition, the moment of birth, which are Citta, Chirasika and Rupa.
Mm.
That's why we have different Rupa mm-hmm. by Kama at the moment of birth. It's so very little.
Mm.
But the Kama still condition the Vipaka after the Patisanticitta mm. to perform the function of Bhavanka.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, that cannot be life mm. after birth at all.
Mm-hmm.
But not after Chetasika can follow the birth consciousness after it has fallen away. It has to be exactly the same kind of Vipaka with Panya or without Panya, with pleasant or indifferent feeling and so on. We have different. So much different that even it's the same class, but the way it arises and condition must be different. By the difference of each citta now, even I have lopa, you have lopa, you have lopa, lopa, different level, different object, different idea, deeply down to as to anusya itself. We have different asana, anusya. So how can it condition such the same level and kind and way of kusala or akusala? See, and it is conditioned to rest just one moment, fall away, never to return. And this is the way Dhammada in Thai language is the way Dhamma is arising and going, passing away, all the way from birth to death. And what is there in between birth and death? Karma does not end it only just the moment of birth. It keeps on condition more and more, same citta has the same result to be the same person. So Pavanga citta is the same as Patisanti citta. Nobody can change at all. So what is Patisanti citta? What citta is there? Must be the citta after it has fallen away, Pavanga. Keep the being to be exactly the same. And what is that moment? It is the last moment of Bhavanka. But it does not perform the function of Bhavanka. It performs death consciousness. See, but the same kind. So the other moments besides these three functions are vitijita. It changes from not experience the object of this world to experience just a reality at one doorway, just one moment, and then completely gone. That's why we have to understand that kusala, akusala, vipaka, and kriya, at what moment is the cause, and what moment is the result. And what moment is not either kusala or akusala. Kriya. See? So this is life. Where are we?
For me, for thinking anyone, most of the time, yeah.
Wrong understanding. From life to life, never know what's there.
Illusion.
So no one can stop the cause for result to arise at all. As long as there's the kilesa, there must be patisanti and death on and on and on endlessly. But when there is no patya, no kilesa, for anything to arise, that's the end of samsara. Not easy, not going to the meditation center. See? So if we don't speak on this, how can the words of the Buddha go on? It's almost end. As soon as no one can understand at all, no matter where, in this world, then no teachings of the Buddha is left at all. So now no doubt about kusala, akusala, vipaka, and kriya. So you are thinking about karma. What kind of karma? Kusala and akusala, right? So one can see that no one can understand it or that after seeing three moments follows, then there is
japa,
asava.
Right.
That is now followed the what is seen, not knowing what is there yet, but the ooze of that which is in the citta has conditioned to arise after, even right now. So now the understanding of the teachings is developing among akusa.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's there, right understanding, no, even asava is there. That's the way to have it end. Otherwise it cannot be ended. So what and when is karma? What kind of karma? The karma which produces pratisanthicitta, birth consciousness, must be the completed karma. It's done. So it can condition birth consciousness. If it's not yet done or completed, it can condition result after birth. That's why sometimes we see the pleasant object and sometimes unpleasant object. Because of the rest of karma, which does not produce the rebirth consciousness, can be conditioned by karmas in this life.
Mm-hmm.
Because it cannot condition the rebirth, but after rebirth, it can condition at the moment of vipaka, seeing the pleasant thing or unpleasant, unexpectedly, uncontrollable at all. That is the result of the karma, which is not that which produced rebirth consciousness. So the karma which produced the rebirth consciousness is called chatnaka karma. Chatnaka means give birth, giving birth. And what about the other, the rest karma in any life accumulated? When their conditions and when are ripe, they can produce their own result at different times. That is not patisanthicitta karma. So that which condition the being to get the result of such pain. For the person who is blind from birth is the result of the karma, which wanting the others, the bird or whatever, to be blind. So they cannot affect the others. They have their own citta, which will produce their own birth and what happens in their life. But for that person, the chetana, which has done, already gone, but the power, the pachya of karma, can condition when time comes. And that is upatampakakama, upatama. It cannot upatam the karma which conditioned to be born in woeful pain for human being who is not blind. It can do by upatampaka, assist the karma to be such where it's conditioned to be such and such being in that plane. That's why even the dog, or any dog, was born with akusala karma, not to be born as human being. Then cannot understand anything at all. But sometimes he can live happier than the other dog or other beings because of the karma, which cannot have he to have wealth and everything he would like to have. Because he doesn't know what to be object of me or mine. It just lives without thinking that, oh, this is my house, this is my boss, or this is the one who keep me. So no idea at all. So what can be the result of the animal depending on the moment when it experiences? It can have something very delicious, see, for he. And for the other, not like that, because of their own akusala karma,
right,
to get such unpleasant taste, we don't know. So we understand the karma and the result in daily life. At moment of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. These are all vibhaka of any karma in any life, ready to condition such one. We don't know, no one knows.
Usually not this life, right? Usually not this life.
But people think that, oh, I do good, so I better have good result in this life, see? But it's impossible. That's why in Tipitaka it says that Dhamma is that which conceals it, the truth of it, as that is the cause to condition result, but no one knows when and how and where, see? Like now, they're seeing, see, different things. Some is pleasant and some is not pleasant. Who can tell? It's the result of what karma in what life.
Right.
But it is not the chatna karma, the one which conditions birth consciousness, but it can produce result later as upatampa karma. And that is to support the way it is, like inhale, unpleasant moment, support the patisanticitta. So it is supporting karma. And when it does not support, but it destroys that which has a reason, it is upapilaka karma. Yeah. In other words, the third one. See?
That's the next one. Yeah.
Yes.
See? So while one is so, one was born as human being, there should be a present object, but it's not by this karma. It does not support, but it just stops the moment of being pleasant to give way to the karma, which will destroy that pleasant moment to be unpleasant moment, like sickness or things like that.
Maybe because of your wishes from prior life, which people...
It depends on what kind of karma, through body, through speech and through mind.
Right.
They have the factors for each karma, whether when it's completed, it can produce the result as pratisanti, chanaka karma. But when it's not completed, it can result in different ways.
Okay.
So no one at all. Only realities. Who knows or not, it doesn't matter, because it's the way they are. Conditioned to just rise together and then fall away and then condition on and on and on and on. Endlessness. And the last one is upatti, like accident. When the karma hasn't yet completed the power by strength to condition more life, the accident and that the karma just arise and cut everything.
Upatti.
Upatti. We call it in Thailand
upatti.
Yeah, but it's just upatti.
Oh.
So the karma is quite very, very fine to think about. And it said that what shouldn't be thought about,
unthinkable,
including karma and vipaka. So would you like to try to find out or just knowing? Because it's gone completely. No matter how much you try, you cannot understand that which has gone. So this moment, even if the nimitta, the image of many, many moments of that which appears as one seeing, only at moment when it appears, there can be the awareness, direct awareness, because without the teachings, what condition awareness to be direct to the characteristic which is of self? This is the second level of understanding, from pariyatti to know and understand the teachings very careful and very details, very deep, to condition the moment of direct awareness. Unknowingly, unexpectedly, that it would arise and be aware of what? So how can there be the be aware of breath? Who can do? Because it hasn't arisen yet. And when it arises, it's by conditions. No one can select object for awareness at all. Just aware of that you don't know, like Sariputta met Asachi, no idea what object should be objecting while he's listening. And it brings more and more understanding to be more firm and more confident on no one, no self. So without the basic understanding of whatever appears now is not self or anything permanent at all, will lead to the understanding of why one becomes monk. Because to develop light understanding is very, very difficult, not as easy. So one has the accumulation to leave home and to follow the teachings respectfully, to not having anything to do with lay life anymore. Just study. And while studying, it's conditioned for the development of understanding the truth. That's why they dedicate their life just for study and developing understanding. Not just like going to the shop and buy and have everything, evening meal or things like that at all. So, is it clear?
Very clear.
Okay. Since we are talking about the birth and death, so why is birth dukkha?
Why is
we talk about the First Noble Truth, right? We talk about birth is dukkha, right?
Yes.
And why is birth dukkha?
Because it's not attachment which is the cause and not the path leading to understand that actually that which arises by conditions, not by anyone's will, even you don't like it, it has arisen by conditions, not according to your life. Is that dukkha? Not according to one's like. But no one can stop its rising, because all dharmas, everything, are conditioned. Without even a condition, it cannot arise. But there are so many conditions for just one moment. Not according to your will, it's the dukkha, to just arise from nothing, to be something and then nothing again. What's the use of just arise and appear and then fall again? All the time from life to life, not you. So when there is the idea at I, you have some wish for something or in one's life. Because never without wishing at all. But it's the unknown. You don't know. From moment one opens one's eyes, when it is pavanka, there's nothing. It's a dukkha. See, that's why dukkha can be understood gradually from someone who just cannot live anymore. That person commits the suicide. See, because not just want the thing to be conditioned to be at all.
Even if the conditioned result is favorable, but because far away, that's why.
That's why Buddha said that all conditioned reality which arises and falls away are dukkha.
Because far away.
Dukkha means unsatisfactory. We just want it to stay, to be mine, to belong to me. No, nothing is there. Even this is not I. So the teachings of the Buddha just open up that which is not I or self, to see that it's conditioned. Otherwise, nothing arises, nothing appears. And when it appears, is it good to experience it? And then thinking about it, cling to it, but it's not there anymore, unknowingly all the time. That's why people just wish to have good things all in this life and also next life.
I remember you have a friend ask you about why not just enjoy the life and do good things.
One of my friends, when I talked to her about Dhamma, and she said, but if birth is dukkha, if birth is not good, it sounds so pessimistic, because for her, like traveling or doing something she likes in daily life, and she help other people.
Because
she be very happy.
Because she wants it.
Mm-hmm.
She wishes to experience all things she likes.
Mm.
But if there is no such wishing, wanting, craving at all, is it better?
And she said, I said similar like this. And she said, I said, because the happiness will be fall away, it won't be continue there.
Can she make anything like that?
And she said, it's okay, I can find a new thing, other thing to make me happy.
Because there is I who think that the arising of this is good because it's me. But when there is the understanding that no me at all, and you see that you cannot see the second truth because it's not taught. But when one realizes that actually there's nothing, if nothing arises. See, so to like, to crave, to wish, to cling to anything, and not having crave or like or wish of anything, which is better?
But
only Panya can see. See, that's why people just want to live.
This is exactly the difficult part, understand it, because it's not there.
And you know that even learning to know it is so very difficult,
right,
against the current of life.
And the opportunity to listen.
And to study more and see the danger of the arising and clinging to anything. It's quite different from daily life, but it's true. That's why one has to be so very courageous to understand the truth. Otherwise, they'll go away to other teacher, to other moment like heaven after death,
right,
life. See, because they want to. So the other religions is very good for them to follow, because after death, that person may go to the Lord or God, live there forever, forever.
Mm-hmm.
See, because not understanding that actually, whatever you like is only that which has conditions to arise. Nobody can stop. It's not according to you, because actually there's no you. Otherwise, there's no clinging if one has the understanding of actually nothing can arise without conditions. So all are conditioned, arising and never stay, just falls away. What they don't realize is that it falls away as soon as it has a reason at all. So it needs the dukkha riyasaccha to experience to the truth, the absolute truth of a characteristic, which is the object of awareness. Not by oneself, much more difficult. More and more difficult when you understand that all are done usually by kilesa, attachment, and panya knows where, when it is, so that it will be less and less.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, there cannot be the path leading to experience nibbana, the end of arising and falling away, because no conditions for its arising. And that path is realized to the Buddha, Bodhisattva, after the parami is full, ready to experience them. As soon as he experienced, he said that Dhamma is so very subtle, so very profound, it's against the current of Dhamma. But he realized from his accumulation that, but there must be the person who can understand. That's why he taught. That's why his words still pass on to us, to be able to hear and consider. To be in Thai, Buddha Mamaka. Mamaka is the Buddha's follower. My people who must be those who really understand his teachings.
For Pat's friend, is anything, any question to ask her for her just to think about?
For Pat?
Pat's friend. Like her friend was talking about, anyway, I just do good thing, enjoy life.
And die. Anytime. Even now.
Mm. Okay.
So what? Not understanding what life is. Whether there is she or her or not.
Because some people may say, everyone will die anyway, so...
Yes.
While I'm still alive, I just enjoy life and do a good thing.
And then that's die at moment of enjoying life. It's possible.
Yeah, it's possible, right.
So what's the use? Just a moment of joy. Gone completely. They don't know. What are they and what will go on until the end of life. But we know that. It's the ignorance, attachment.
Right. And not seeing the danger of rebirth also.
They not don't the have any idea. Yeah. Some people just think that they live only this life.
Right.
Even Buddha couldn't change anyone's mind at all.
Yep.
But his teachings is so very miraculous because it can condition Panya, right understanding. To arise and understand little by little, like him, from life to life.
Yesterday, my dad was pretending he's a new person to start to understand Dhamma, and he asked a lot of questions, and all of us like the conversation because it's kind of, it's very basic, so because we're really out of question to ask, so can Ajahn say some question or say something to the new one, like the new person that first understanding Dhamma, and that the person didn't have a lot of question to ask.
Okay, ask that person or anyone there. What is there now? See, very simple. What is there now?
What is there now?
It's not like your examination question at all. Much more difficult. But this is just now. What is now? Or what appears now? What is there now?
Reality.
What? The answer.
But if you are a new person, you don't answer realities.
But am I going to pretend or not?
No rule.
If you are your friend or anyone who hasn't heard the teachings at all.
So you are your best friend now.
Yes, just also being I'm asked, what is there now? Is there anything now? What is there?
Yes, you can pretend to be your friend.
I believe that they cannot answer. Anyone cannot answer when one is asked, what is there now? Blank.
Puzzle.
They don't know what it's that mean.
What do you mean?
No, just think. The question is, what is there now? Is there anything now?
Is there anything now?
Yes. Mm. And the answer is yes or no?
No.
No? Nothing appears.
See?
It's quite difficult for anyone, not only the child or the old age, to think about what is now. What is there now? Is there anything or nothing at all? To be truthful from the very beginning, to be one's own understanding, not just believe, because one is asked, so it's the person who is asked to think about and answer truly. Is there anything now?
Only reality.
No, they really? Don't know reality. You are the
person. Is this a book? You are your best friend. You are your best friend now.
Yeah.
You are your best friend now.
Okay.
Isn't this a book?
I see people and I see the view, the house, the book.
Okay. What is seeing?
What is seeing?
Not just your friend. Anyone who is so new.
Okay. What is seeing?
Very just simple question, see.
Yes.
If you don't have any idea, haven't heard anything at all, what would you say? What is seeing?
I would say I see things. Like, I see...
No, I didn't ask about what is seen, mm-hmm. but I asked, what is seeing? Because you said that there is seeing things around, but what is the seeing?
You say you see people and views, right? Then what is seeing?
I don't know how to answer.
I am seeing.
What is seeing? No one knows, no matter who at all, because they always think about that which is seen instead of what is seen, which sees. See? So if there is touching or as a friend to touch, what is there at the moment of touching?
No, she's confused of pretending or answer what she knows.
Can I just answer?
You can just answer. Okay. Yeah, it's easy to play two roles. Yeah, it's your own. Right.
What is there when there is touching?
Heart.
Heart. Is it real?
Yes.
Can you make it hard?
No.
So it's real, but no one can make it.
Yes.
See, tell them to understand the non-self. Nothing can be controlled at all. It arises beyond expectation. See, when someone's coming, no thinking before that, but there would be someone who's coming. But as soon as the eye contacts or the contact, we don't know the contact, just the cigarettes. But that two person is coming. See, before that there is no two person. How come to be? Something is seen different all the time. Is that right? To see that everything cannot be the same at all. Little by little, to let them think about the reality, touching here, or pain, or things like that. Nobody can make it arise, but by conditions. If there's no hard touching, there's no pain at all. But when it's something, contact or touch, hardly, very hard, it can condition pain. And do you like something like the hair just fall here? Even that, see, no one can make it just fall down to this. And then there is the moment of this line, and that condition the movement of the hair to do like that, see. Everything is that which beyond one's control. You don't know before that there would be this or that will be anything which comes on your side. Just little by little, but let them understand the truth that there, without eyes, there cannot be seeing or anything appearing. Without ears, never the sound can appear at all. But the sound is not the hearing. Just very little, no difficult word. Just daily life, ask them to understand the truth in daily life. And so you can go on and on. What is true in life now? Or what is true now? What is true now?
I don't need to pretend, right?
No, you don't need to pretend. Okay.
reality right now.
What do you mean by reality?
I am, thinking. Thinking, like thinking, this is a tissue, and because I can recognize the tissue or think about tissue is because lasagna has accumulated.
You see that this is your own understanding. Mm-hmm. For the person, it's impossible to understand reality. And things like that. But when you say that, you just say about recognition, right?
Mm.
Is there any recognition now?
Yes.
What?
Thinking what is the shape of what?
Okay, can anyone control one's thinking?
No.
See? Beginning to see that everything is in its own way. before, keep on, let them know what is real. And later on you can talk the difference between the reality, because they cannot think about the experiencing, because they think, I see, I hear, I like, I dislike. But you can tell the difference between that which cannot experience. Even that is very difficult for the beginner. Like taste, can it experience anything? Taste?
You can only experience.
No, I don't talk about one can. Mm. But I ask about whether the taste, can the taste remember? Can the taste like anything? Can the taste know anything?
No.
No, but it's real.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So there are reality, that which is real but cannot experience. Mm. And you can use the word rupa. Shall we say about anything like rupa to represent any reality which is there but not being able to know anything? Rupa. See? Okay. And the next day you might ask, is there rupa now? See, something like that. Just talk about it, little by little. Mm-hmm. To let them see that there must be the truth. And the truth today is not the truth which appeared yesterday. See, different from moment to moment. Can she or he, your friend, control anything? Can you experience what you like?
No.
Impossible. See.
So thinking cannot be controlled?
No.
But sometimes you say, let me think.
But sometimes when you say, let me think, but you couldn't think any idea.
When you are reading, when you are doing the examination, testing, you can think about which one is the right question.
Yes.
You are thinking, or are you not?
When I'm doing the test, I think it's Sanya appears. Because
you know the word Sanya.
Yeah, you know the word Sanya.
When I consider it, which one is the correct and which one I remember I have.
Always I.
See?
Yeah.
But you can use the word, but it depends on
but
your
understanding. But later you can explain.
Right.
When I talk about I, what is there? Mm-hmm. Which is the I?
So?
Let them find out whether there is anything I. Or it's something like seeing, hearing, thinking. Little by little, just talk about one word at a time.
But
don't grasp too many words until that person is quite sure about what is heard is real and don't need any book to read.
Mm-hmm.
At all. Just talk about that. What is real and what is not real. At moment of seeing, while reading, seeing is not thinking. Because with our seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, they can be thinking about that which has been realized before.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only, as you say, sanya. Use the word that they can understand that.
So when you try to answer the test questions, a lot of thinking, right? A lot of thinking of which one is the right answer. So it's you who answer correctly, or it's you who didn't answer correctly?
It's just the...
She said, if the answer is correct or not, it depends on the karma. It's a vipaka to answer correctly.
What is there is there. Never change. So it depends on the word, the way you answer, whether it's the way it is or not.
Mm.
You know by yourself. You don't have to ask anyone with it. Am I right? It's the other's understanding, not your own. But Dhamma is not there to ask or to remember, but to understand.
Mm.
by thinking, considering. So there is seeing, right? Mm. What is seeing different from thinking?
Seeing sees visible object, sees the shapes like this and the form. And thinking is to think what the visible object
is. There seeing at moment of thinking?
No.
See, that's why seeing is not thinking. Never be the same, because there can be thinking without seeing about that which has been seen before. Little by little, just talk about the truth, what is true. Today, what is true. Yesterday, what is true. And this moment the same as the past? Impossible. And what can be understood, the past or now?
Understand reality.
Now.
Now.
When you talk about reality. Because the past is gone, no more. You cannot look for it at all. No matter when and where. Completely. So everything is not permanent. For them learn to understand that actually everything is not permanent, depending on conditions. And this is the basic.
Can seeing see shape and form? What does seeing see?
Visible object.
It's visible object, shape and form.
No.
So the
thinking, right?
Shape and form is thinking, right?
She can speak this to her teachers. Certainly, she, not just your friend, if the teacher is interested to know, like your friend.
So when the testing result is a low score, and who is upsetting?
Thinking with an unpleasant feeling.
And?
Akusala.
It's akusala, right. And is any other cetasika or?
Thinking with dosa.
Is there your dear friend? Is there your dear friend?
Is there dear friend?
Your dear friend. Do you have any dear friend?
Do you have any dear friend? Okay. Yeah.
Really?
No.
See? So, if that is not your dear friend, what is there?
Only reality.
What are they?
What type of reality?
Thinking, there is the thinking.
And why do you still think of that person as my dear friend?
Because thinking with pleasant feeling and thinking with attachment.
Yeah. Why this person is your dear friend and the other person is only your friend?
She says because karma vipaka, this is why it's my
because of memory, sanya. Actually there's no one. But the wrong memory takes it for this person or his person. So it works all day. Every moment you remember, there is remember as you and your friend or this or that all the time. And that is object of clinging. So in order to have the idea of no self, only dukkha, there must be the understanding of also memory or sanya as not anyone at all. All the five khandhas. But not any khandha appears as it is yet. So it's quite a long work to do.
But even the Buddha has the Sangha of people. You remember Ananda and the others.
So. But no idea of permanent thing at all. Even that, he has to use the word because the appearance, the same. But since he had no attachment and full understanding of everything, even that, the idea of no one is there, was with him all the time. Never changed to all that is permanent thing. Like now, you have the idea of no self, but this is your dad. See? So just hearing is not enough to directly experience the reality as reality. It takes quite a long time. But if you haven't heard before, no idea of this is not my dad at all, you still remember as being permanent all the time. That's why the understanding is accumulated from life to life on and on until it can directly experience the arising and falling away. But that is the beginning of understanding by experiencing directly. It has to go on and on and on and see the attachment which clings all around every time as it is before there can be the complete eradication of actually not me. No one, nothing, only realities arising and falling away. By then, there is more and more confident on no self and nothing before it can directly experience the third Ariya Sattva. Just talk to your friend about little things and ask them to begin to think about it and his own answer. You can give just a little understanding at a time, not too much, otherwise it's impossible to really have something to think so heavy or at once.
Start with the mother.
For example, when your friend get pain, you say, you don't like pain, but how come? Yeah, something like that.
How come you don't like pain?
How come to have it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. For pain to arise. Because before that, there is no pain. Who makes it? Who conditions it? Yeah. And then point to the truth, little by little. Not anyone can do that at all. It's just right time to arise by conditions.
But let's say for someone who hit the wall and then feel painful. And if I ask the person, how come there's pain? He would say, because I hit the wall. Or I cut myself with knife. That's why there's pain.
But if there's no body, can you cut? No pillar, can you kick?
No, but and that's why there is pain. That's caused the pain.
To is hit or strike by anything hard enough to make it arise.
Right.
Hard enough. But it's very itself, no pain. All depends on conditions. But when that person was hit, it's impossible not to have pain. And if you hit the hair, it's not pain. It's not painful at all. Because of no, that particular rupa, which can be hit or touched. The object which touched can touch the body sense. That which has no body sense cannot be pain or pleasant.
It's never easy because
and the more understanding, it gets deeper and deeper because even attachment cannot be seen now. But it's there through every doorway. Even thinking, see? Even Kunnilapa is coming. Mm-hmm. What kind of citta is there? See? Mm-hmm. From knowing that that is not visible object, but it's kunnilapa. See? No thinking about that which appears. So we cling too much about everything through the sense doors and mind. As I or something I like. All the time. Unable to climb up from the deep, what you call it? I forget the word. That you fall down deeply to that place. And it takes quite a long, long time to climb up. Away from it.
Where?
The steep place.
The cliff. Right.
Now where are you?
A person asked a question last night about Buddha. When Buddha taught a group of people about the impurity of the body, and then there are people commit suicide or killed after the practice, about 60 people.
And because of their own accumulation. Mm-hmm. Why not the others? So all teachings bring about understanding the truth of anatta. Mm-hmm. So when there is firm understanding, more confident, or no me at all, because it's gone all the time until death, then you see that actually there's no way. The body is like the wood or stick, just very rigid, cannot move anymore without citta. That is the difference between that which experience and that which cannot experience. No one by then. But there can be understood, there can be the understanding of the truth. Even now, you don't have to wait to that moment. You can ask your teachers. And you see that anyone who hasn't heard the teachings cannot understand what appears to them, that it's gone all the time. So it's only once upon a time. For any moment, any time, it's just like that. So it's hard to hear the teaching. Mm-hmm. Not everyone can at all. Mm-hmm. And even that is the scholar in Pali, it's like that, see? For him, incredible to think of sati. Because sati has to arise with kusala, and kusala must be what moment? There can be sati sambhajanya, the sati patana, while one is walking. But not while anyone has no idea about reality can have such understanding. And he didn't realize what the fear is. Yeah. Because in the Tipitaka, that might not be the word fear directly. That they use dosha for that which is unpleasant.
Right.
What's that?
Thinking.
Huh?
Thinking.
About what?
Thinking last time. What is it? Thinking it's birds.
Yeah. And what is there which conditions such thinking?
Memory.
Right. Yeah. Without memory, there is no idea about the bird's voice.
Is any bird in a sound?
No.
So are you thinking all day? And also at moment that seeing arises and falls away. While the sound hasn't fallen away yet, it's not time to think about it. Because citta, which follows, has to experience just voice. But it can be with akusala, attached instantly. As asava, no one knows that. There are four asava, and the arata has no kilesa, including asava and anusala. And it's wasting time to think what asava is now, because it's gone. Who can know? But there are four. We know that as a person hasn't attained suttapanna, there must be dittasava. Memory works its way. Not I, not you, not anyone. And gone. Immediately. That's why it's very difficult to understand. That which appears because it's gone, it's only the succession of the same appearance.
So for people who suffer from the regret of mistreating someone who are dear to them, like a parent, and some people still live in regret or sadness, any thinking for them? Any advice for them?
There is no sudden magic,
no.
Like a pill for our patients.
Right.
They have to think and to hear the right words.
Mm-hmm.
It's so common for everyone. Not just you, see. But your expectation, have no thought about it would happen to him at all. Right now we don't know what would happen to the dear one or to brothers, sisters, relatives, friends.
It's more thinking about the self, because self mistreats.
All depends on self, the wrong understanding of someone. Asotapanna still cries.
Yeah.
Because of dosa is there, but no misunderstanding of self. This is the difference. No life in hell and woeful plane anymore. But still, there must be condition to be born, as the kilesa is not completed, eradicated. Avijja is still there.
And the person who we feel sorry for or we feel regret, the person may be at a happy point, who knows?
And no person except.
No person, right.
Or adamas, only adamas. Is the karma now?
Yes.
What karma? Yes, it's right. But when the question continues, what is it now?
What is it? That's
what
the
is
right question.
Gamma.
It's gamma.
What do you experience? What do you experience with reality?
Almost near, close to the right answer, but it's not direct yet.
I think the question is, what is karma now?
I asked whether is there karma now?
Is there karma now?
And she said yes.
Uh-huh.
And I asked, what kind of karma?
What kind of karma?
Kusala.
Oh, kusala.
How can you think that? Kusala?
Because
is there sati to arise with kusala?
Understanding and thinking.
Okay. I guess you were saying at the moment of wise reflection of Dhamma,
yes.
There can be kusala.
And what else if you say that every moment?
Every moment.
Is there karma?
Yes.
Yes. What kind of karma is every moment? see, we have to review and go back that what have we talked about. Mm-hmm. It is saha, chata. Saha is together, and chata is arise. Saha chata is arise together with all kinds of citta. And it is only saha chata kamma. So it can be kusala, when it arises with kusala moment, kusala intention to do good deeds, and it can be akusala. It has to be akusala when it arises with akusala moment. And when it is vibhaga, it cannot be kusala and akusala because it's conditioned by the past karma to arise. So it is vibhaga. And it has to be kirya citta, not kusala, not akusala, when it arises with kirya citta. That's why it's pachya itself is conditioned as saha together, saha chata, kamma, pachya. See, if you don't forget, you have one pachya. Okay. My 24. That's the way to understand and just learn to know. Not just try to remember the 24 pachya without understanding. Does a dog have saha chata pachya, kamma pachya? Saha chata arise together and kamma. Saha chata kamma pachya. Does a dog have it?
Pachya conditions, reason, support.
Yes.
Yes. Because dog has citta. No matter what citta arises, cetana which arise together and be the same chati, it's cetana cetasika as saha chata kamma pachya. So the function, the moment when it arises with each citta, is different from its function when it's kusala and akusala. We learn a little bit further and further and further to understand that actually there's no self.
So when Hei-Hei see you, Hei-Hei is very excited. Is any karma, what kind of karma is that? Is that kusala karma or
akusala?
Yes, the project, remember the name. Saha chata kamma pachya.
Saha chata.
Saha chata. And then kamma pachya. Saha chata kamma. Because when you hear the kamma and saha chata, you know that it means the citta with every citta, that's all. It can be kusala, akusala, vipaka, or kiriya. Can you not have it arise?
No.
Why?
Anatta.
Speak up. Anatta. What is anatta?
No self.
But
only reality.
The reality anatta.
Atta.
Anatta.
And when they are together, it is anatta. Not self.
Anatta means
not atta.
Atta. No atta. Not atta. Atta means a self. Yeah, okay.
Is this moment anatta?
Is this moment
No, because thinking it's Ajahn's wife and thinking it's a people named Ajahn, so
right, so it's thinking, it's thinking anatta?
Yes.
What is not anatta?
Thinking you can thinking I can do this. And thinking I can control things.
What is not anatta?
The question is what is not anatta?
Okay. I can control.
Okay.
I can.
She said the moment when there's idea of I who can control, that's moment.
But in reality,
right, in reality,
what is not anatta?
I was explaining to Nana about the reason you have the idea of self is because of ditti.
Even the ditti
is not self. Ditti is anatta.
When it arises, no one can make change from wrong understanding to right
understanding. And if it does not arise, it's when it arises, it's an opportunity to understand, right?
And what is not kusala?
Right understanding.
And what else?
Metta.
Pardon?
Metta.
Oh, what's the question?
Is not kusala?
What is not kusala? What is not kusala?
Wrong understanding.
Wrong understanding.
And unpleasant feeling.
But pleasant feeling could be kusala if it arises with metta or. If unpleasant feeling is not kusala. unpleasant feeling cannot arise with kusala. Loba is not kusala, dosa is not. Is seeing kusala?
No.
It could be kusala vipaka, right?
Yes.
And the question is, what is not kusala? What cannot be kusala? Only lopa or more?
Thinking there is I.
So all akusala cannot be kusala. All vipaka cannot be kusala. All kriya cannot be akusala. And all rupa cannot be kusala. When it's not kusala, what would it be?
When the Dhamma is not kusala, what could the Dhamma be?
Akusala.
Yeah, that's one possible. That's one possibility. What else? When the Dhamma is not kusala, it could be akusala, yeah. And could be also. Could be.
So one knows that when one is asked about this, it's on the chati. Kusala, akusala, and vipaka, and kriya, for citta and cittasika.
Right.
But when we talk about that which cannot be kusala, rupa cannot be kusala, and what cannot be akusala, including rupa. That's why that is the word apiyagata, which means that which is not kusala, not akusala. So it has to be citta, which is vipaka, citta, which is kriya, and also all kinds of rupa, and including nibbana. See, more and more, a little more understanding to understand what's there and what's not there.
When the fire burnt you, is the fire akusala?
No.
Because is it
thinking?
No,
the fire, the dharma is the fire is one of the dharma, right? So the you say the fire is not akusala, then what is it? No, the fire. Rupa. She is confused by all the categories now.
This is way to check whether the understanding is perfect, or just has some, or something missed, or something like that.
Yeah. Because Dhamma can be citta, cetasika, rupa, and nirvana. Right?
So, what are not kusala?
What's not akusala? What is not akusala?
Akusala.
What is not akusala?
understand.
No, we don't talk about individual. We talk about...
By way of chatis. Mm-hmm. When we talk about kusala, and vipakakriya, it's by way of chati.
Right.
The moment it arises, it has to be one of these.
Right.
So when rupa arises, it's not kusala. It cannot be kusala. It cannot be kriya. Because it's that which cannot experience. So it is not kusala, akusala, and vipaka, and kriya. So it is apayakata. That which is not kusala and akusala. But it's there. It's something which is not kusala and akusala. So the meaning of the word apayakata means that which is not kusala and not akusala. So vipakacitta is apayakata, and rupa is apayakata. Whatever cannot be kusala and akusala, vipakacitta. So the result of karma is all citta and cittasikas which are vipaka, including rupa. We cannot say that rupa is vipaka at all. That's why vipaka is used only for citta and cittasika, because it can experience. But the rupa cannot experience, so it cannot be either kusala or akusala. In Thailand, when the one dies and the ceremony for it is chanting the Abhidhamma, beginning with Kusala Dhamma, Akusala Dhamma, and Apayakata Dhamma, when we open the book on Abhidhamma, there are seven books of the teachings. The first is Kusala Dhamma, Akusala Dhamma, and Apayakata Dhamma. If you don't have basic of what is chati, kusala, akusala, apayakata, they cannot understand. Sometimes they might be told that it is no understanding from one word to another word, little by little. That's why it needs a basic to read the Tripitaka. Even in sutta, it's not said that, oh, akusala is one chati, kusala is one chati, and that which is not vipaka is one chati. It's spoken to those who have accumulated understanding enough just to understand even few words. They could be sotapanna. When we talk about apayakata, they know what's there. See? Because they have heard and developed, accumulated quite a long, long time of understanding. Mm-hmm. And it's still there. When there's no condition to hear and to think about it, it cannot come at all. And that's why when we talk about kusala dhamma, akusala dhamma, apayakata dhamma, we keep on asking to know what that person get, how much. Forgetting about this or just think about that, but that is not completed. So when one is so very delicate, one can understand the depth, the subtlety of the word of the Buddha. Not being told just kusala dhamma, akusala dhamma, apayakata dhamma. Now no doubt about these three words, kusala dhamma, akusala dhamma, and apayakata dhamma. So as a more in Taiwan, if you forget anything, or don't think about that, which she didn't think about yet. To be born a crow, is it the result or the cause? It is kusala, akusala, or vipaka at moment of birth.
Vipaka.
Right. What kind?
Kusala vipaka or akusala vipaka?
That's it. Just finish with vipaka, not only akusala.
Right.
Because akusala is cause, and akusala vipaka is the result of such cause. So if your friend say akusala, it's not right. But when he said akusala vipaka, it's right. That's why remember by way of chatti, There are four. Kusala, akusala, vipaka, and kriya. We don't talk about rupa, which cannot experience. We talk about the chati of citta and cetasika, whether it is the cause, akusala or kusala. There are two causes. So there are two kinds of vipaka. Akusala kamma, condition the akusala vipaka only. And the kusala kamma cannot produce or cannot condition kusala to arise. Since the cause is unwholesome akusala, what it can condition as the result is akusala vipaka citta and cetasika. So the rupa cannot be vipaka because rupa does not experience anything. It does not whether the object is pleasant or unpleasant. And what is kriya citta?
I never talked to her about kriya.
For chati?
Yeah, for chati.
I think it's very interesting to hear about the truth, which is now, which cannot be learned and heard from other person except the Buddha's words. So true, but it's not in one's mind to think about the first noble truth at all, because no experiencing of the arising and falling away of anything. So all that is loka, and all loka is dukkha, different from lokuttara.
Even lokuttara citta is also dukkha, right?
Whatever arises from it. But it's different from other
citta. No, it's different,
that
right.
The other cittas are lokiya, the worldly, and lokuttara is not worldly, not arising, not falling away. Is it not dukkha? See? That's why it's the end, the path leading to the end of dukkha. So it's the third ariyasatta. If there is no understanding of tanha or lopa, the second one, there is no retiring from always be like that. Not the one that is experienced at all, the new one all the time, not the same. But it can be object of attachment, anything.
Because there's one person who are really dreaming about Nibbana, so keep talking about the Nibbana. So even if he's reminded of Nibbana does not appear now, what is there now, but still coming back very often, what is Nibbana? It's extremely...
It hasn't been experienced yet, so no. How can one? Even the sammasati, which is the satipatthana, when there is no condition for its arising, who knows? The sati sampajanya, which is different from sati now, even now is unknown.
But people enjoy thinking about Nibbana.
Because they don't realize that it has to be panya only.
Right.
And they don't know what panya knows. They try to find, they try to look for panya. They don't know that now panya can arise by conditions. And the conditions for the sammasati to arise, the second, the first is yata parinya, the second one, or we can say pariyati, and then patipatti. Without pariyati, it's impossible to have that level of sati, patipatti. And without patipatti, the beginning to develop little by little, there cannot be the moment of experiencing the end of dukkha. So now, the truth is that which appears cannot stay arising and falling away all the time. If this hasn't been object of understanding yet, how can it lead to the end of the arising and falling away? So now the subject of talk is Satipatthana, or excuse me, Samnak Patipat, meditation center, destroy the teachings of the Buddha. It hurts many people, but it's true. So it depends on right understanding whether it is enough to speak the truth, the words of the Buddha, or just keep it yourself, not help the other. Because you're afraid of blame.
Yesterday I had just saw the YouTube, the latest one. It's about Meishi, the nun.
Nun. Yeah. I will tell Vincent. Yeah. Last night we listened to
it. It's okay, can tell me later.
No, we want to share to you. Azan was there.
Okay.
We actually want to share to you or other English speakers.
Right.
It's about a nun, used to be a nun for more than 20 years.
Uh-huh.
And now
she's a famous Vipassana teacher.
Yeah. She is a famous Vipassana teacher in Thailand.
Uh-huh.
And now she become a lay people. Mm-hmm. And she came because she listened to the Dharma from the real teaching of the Buddha. So she came to the foundation to show the appreciation of the Ajahn. And then she also a lot of discretion about what she was doing during she was a Vipassana teacher. So
in the past 20 years, she do many, many wrong things. She want to get away money and want to have a happy life in our job. Just like, you know, sometimes in Thailand, they got a vacation, long vacation, just 4 years, something like that.
4 days.
Four days. Okay. And the meditation center has a room, quite a limitation. So many people ask for the room. And the nun, we have the record. Just like this customer used to come before. Right?
This person
just used to come before. They have a recorder. Like last time, how much they donate.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't donate more, they will give the priority, the room to that kind of people.
That's terrible.
Yeah, but if the record show that is like a donate only 200 baht for 4 days, something like that, they will ignore it. They will refuse it. They will keep the room for the others.
And that's the effort of her as her to try to have money to support the temple.
Yeah.
Oh,
the effort.
Yeah.
It's in Thailand or in Taiwan?
In Thailand.
Oh, in Thailand.
Not only this temple, there are so many thousand one do like this. Just don't want to get a job, just don't want to be a...
Not only in Thailand, also in Taiwan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's different people.
It's really easy, nothing to learn from a Thai Bidok. Tipitaka. Yeah. Just do something, close your eye, sit like this, walk like this, 2 hours, and then come back to talk about something, discuss about something.
I think Tang Ajahn asked she, so after she shared this view, Tang Ajahn asked she, like, can people who came to the meditation center get any result, get any
benefit
from it? And she answered, no.
She accepted.
And she was the teacher to teach Vipassana for more than 20 years. And she answered, no.
But even worse than this, no benefit.
Yeah.
Because the teacher who teach, they know the people who came here, they get nothing.
Yeah. It's a wrong view.
Because they have their own method to teach people how to make a meditation.
Very slow movement.
Yeah.
She thought about to leave that for many times, 6 times, and the latest is the 7th that she left the temple.
Right now there are so many latest meditation center coming out and talk about after listen to real Dharma. they come to confess and accept it, they come to the wrong thing before, and right now they want to change the new way.
And what do you think about the Burmese man?
Oh, very good one. Because he, yeah. Once he listened to Tanaja, he ignored. And before he
was very angry.
Yeah. At the first time, he angry at Thanachan because he heard that Thanachan say bhikshu or monk cannot get the money, cannot receive the money. That's why he said, how come monk can survive without the money? But he never know, monk can survive only four things: living, food, medication, and clothes. That is jimon.
They put out times, yeah. They don't have money.
Yeah. And they don't know what is monk. Monk is the one who sacrifices everything in order to do like a Buddha do.
He said that at the first moment which he heard you on the
radio.
On the
YouTube.
At around 10 o'clock in the morning, he remembered everything.
Yeah,
he was in the day. From long, long time from childhood, he had no idea about monk cannot receive money at all. So he got so angry. How can I speak like that? And then he turned off the YouTube the first time. After that 5 minutes, I can turn on the second time. But still he was angry. So he turned off again. And he went to see his mother, told her about this. How can this woman say like this all of my life from being childhood to now? He always see the man receiving money. And for the fourth time, he made a decision. Today I must understand the words of the Buddha. So he listened until, I think that 23 at night, listen.
By late.
Then he changed his mind from not understanding the Buddha who was here until he then realized that only at that moment that he began to understand the teachings of the Buddha. From then, and he told his mother about that. From getting angry to understand the teachings of Buddha, from the Dharma home. So there must be Dharma in that home. So he turned on again. And now he has to listen to the end because just hearing some part is nothing. And he intended to go back to Burma, but now he changed his mind to stay more in Thailand so that he can understand more.
Just last week he came to pay respect to Thanachan.
So now we have a special program different from what we used to have to talk about any problem in life. And this is his problem too, from getting angry. See, everyone like Kun Santi and Kun Pat is also in this program. Problem of the teachings of the Buddha. That if we don't speak out, how can the Buddha's word will last longer? Because no one pay attention to the teachings, just to the ceremony. Just light a candle, put it on the right tree, box it, and then other things. The flowers should be put over there and things like that. Not the teachings. Especially the meditation center condition wrong understanding of the teachings. Just do that, and what about the accumulation of unwholesomeness from years and years ago to realize the truth right now. It is uncontrollable. This is what most important, the ananda of everything. So we keep on this program. From different people, from different meditation centers. So many of them.
Yes. Yeah. And yet, and the, in the video we heard yesterday, she was mentioned of that all different kinds of ceremony, because nowadays the meditation or the temple, they have variety kinds of the ceremony or the ritual to ask people to come to the temple. But actually, it's all because of the money. Because they have to think of the way, like, oh, now the temple is run out of money. So they have to create a new way, a new trick to encourage people to come to the temple in order to donate money. She was very honest to tell everything.
Yes. So attacked.
Yes.
By all wrong views. Like, I didn't write this book. It's from somewhere else, something like that. And I'm Muslim and Christian, and after I retired from the university, I married and something like that. So there's my own words on this program as well. And they call me Devatatta.
What do they want to call
you? You know Devatatta?
Yeah.
Yes. They call me Devatatta. It doesn't matter at all. The teachings of the Buddha is much more important to let people have opportunity to hear and know what's right and what's wrong by themselves. So usually whenever we go any place, we talk about who's the Buddha's first. And then whether the teaching is prosperous or reclined to be privileged. Because what they think that the teachings of the Buddhasasana, Buddhist religion, is now very, very prosperous, very famous. That we have very good, pretty temple. But the temple is the place for Sunday market and things like that. That is not the place for monk in the Vinaya, Dhamma Vinaya. Stay. Let them know what is God, who is who, and then let them consider that can that lead to understanding. Just now.
And the manga Teotanajan is like a Teotata. Right now he like a fortune. Like a fortune teller tell about or forecast this year which person that was born in which month get a good luck or bad luck. This is not a Buddha
word anymore.
Yeah.
So the monk become a fortune teller.
Yeah, right now it's fortune.
From long time ago.
Yeah.
Not recently.
Or forecast like this year time. Which month you get a good luck, you get a bad luck.
And the practice.
Yeah. Buddha image.
Also in Taiwan.
Yeah.
I have a friend who quite often goes to a monk to ask for like a fortune teller.
You see that as long as they haven't heard the teachings. The idea of self with something for the self will lead them to anything unreasonable. And so very expensive, the Buddha amulet, very expensive. Why not keep it then? sell to those who sell it. Any question? Is that daddy?
No.
So what's the reality of the word daddy? The one who gave birth, raised you up, help you in any way, in everything good for your life. It's true, because Kusala is Kusala, and a Kusala is a Kusala, but actually there is no permanent being for the moments of Kusala and a Kusala. One day he die and you die. No more parents, no more daddy. Last life, who's your dad? Nobody to know at all. You might be your dad's mother, a father or a friend, you don't know. Because actually nothing is left. It's gone completely. Only the story of that which has known, which has arisen from life to life and then gone. So this life will be last life of next life. You forget everything because you don't know what you'll be. Maybe a worm, a bird, a fish, or a human being, or in heaven. Who knows?